We're talking today with Riley Pageant. Riley is a government relations representative for the National FFA organization. And Riley, I guess you're getting to do something in D.C. these days, kind of marrying two things you really love, things involved with politics and government and the FFA organization.
That's right. I, as soon as I graduated from Oklahoma State, headed up to D.C. to temporarily work for about 6 months at the House Ag Committee when they needed some extra help during the Farm Bill, and ended up loving that area so much and loving my job that I just stayed around. And so I was with House Ag for 2 years and then with Senator Lankford's office for about 8 months. Loved both gigs, and this FFA job came open and they needed someone to help direct some of their government relations. And I just thought it was too good to be true. So I stepped on over, and like you said, just it's a good coupling of FFA and agriculture legislation. Education and then government relations and all the things that I'm enjoying about being in D.C.
Tell me, why does FFA need that government or that D.C. presence?
So you may not know this, Ron. I'm not sure, and most people may not, but National FFA is actually chartered through the Department of Education. And so we are the only career tech student organizations to have a public charter at the Department of Education. And so it's important, one, to have a relationship with them and to be consistent. You know, our headquarters actually has always been located in Alexandria, but in 1998, they switched over to the business center model in Indianapolis to be more reflective of our membership. So we've always had a small presence in Alexandria, even since the move. I think it's just important to continue that. You know, we also continue our relationship with USDA and some of the agencies that we might commonly think of when we think of Ag Ed and FFA, and just think it's really important to maintain those relationships for students and what grant opportunities are available for students or what opportunities are available to them for conferences or for speakers. And I just, you know, last week we were able to go to the White House and take about 10 students from Maryland, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, that area to the White House. And what a cool opportunity for them that they might not have had we not had a relationship in D.C.
Obviously, you know, we've got a lot of challenges in this country. And you alluded to some of them as far as trying to prove the value in a lot of cases of what ag education, the experience it is, along with the FFA, the leadership training that's involved with that. That's probably one of the things you're doing. You're trying to educate some folks.
That's right. And, you know, I joke, I say, I think I spend about 90% of my time actually working for agricultural education rather than FFA. But like I alluded to in my presentation, without agricultural education, FFA doesn't exist. And so a lot of that is letting people know that ag education is directly related to FFA. Everyone recognizes the Blue Jackets, but they may not know how direct it is to ag education and to career and technical education as a whole. And so how can we get more funding? How can we make it relevant? And, you know, in 2016, it sure is relevant to have a student who has a skill in something as they graduate high school and prepare to go to community college or get a four-year degree or go to the workforce.
And clearly the value of the leadership experience with the FFA. You've got a lot of people that are looking for good employees that have got those kind of skills that they learn with the Blue and Gold Jacket.
That's right, and that's a big piece of why we're doing what we're doing with Discovery Education and letting those skills that students are learning in FFA and Ag Ed be transferable to any job, anywhere, doing whatever a student or a former member or alumni might want to do, and also communicating to folks why it's important to hire an FFA member and why those skills that they've learned are transferable skills that you want in your organization or in your industry or company.
From your days all the way back to an FFA member in Northwest Oklahoma to state officer, national officer, those types of experiences I know probably help you in your day-to-day work, right?
They absolutely shaped me into the person I am. And, you know, I was lucky enough to have both my mom and dad here today, and I'm so glad that they encouraged me to get involved in FFA many years ago under the direction of our ag teachers there in Woodward, and I wouldn't trade those opportunities or those chances for the world, and I'm so thankful. Every day I wake up, I'm just thankful that I had the opportunity to be in an ag education class with people in our community who believed in the Blue and Gold, but who also believed in students everywhere.
As far as, you know, what are the two or three things that you're trying to accomplish on behalf of FFA in D.C.?
So I think right now, Ron, our biggest thing is maintaining relationships on and off the Hill. letting folks know who might not already know what we do that, hey, we have an office in D.C. or in Alexandria, Virginia, and we can be a resource to you. Anytime you need a student to witness or to testify or you need written testimony at a hearing and you need a good student who can speak and who can answer questions and who can, you know, be well-dressed and professional, like, we will get you on there. And just letting them know that we're a resource, and also maintaining some sort of level funding for ag education areas where we might not have seen that kind of funding before. So it's not too early to start talking about the next farm bill. We're talking about how we can promote agricultural education through the next farm bill whenever that might happen. And then I think lastly, just bringing students in any chance that we can get to give them an advocacy training and let them know these are the policies that we're looking at. This is what advocacy looks like on a national scale. How can you take this back to your chapters or to your communities and let students know that advocacy is a good thing, and here's how we get our message across.